Hello and welcome to the Speedway podcast on Vectors Radio, giving you all the latest White Link Warriors news.
And a very good start there as they come past me. It's looking quite good for the Warriors at the moment in blue.
Warriors 1-2 so far, and it's been a fall. There's been a fall. It's been red lighted. Yes, it is Ben Morley come down.
The race has been awarded.
It's been awarded, so we know what that means.
And it is awarded in the...
You're going to hear the cheers.
After a week of trials and tribulations, the Isle of Wight Warriors Speedway team put those troubles aside to register their first win of the season by beating the Lakeside Hammers 49-41 in the National League. With Tyler Govia absent with injury and young Alex Spooner guesting at reserve, the Warriors faced a Lakeside lineup featuring last week's impressive visitor Zach Wicknick and the experienced Ben Morley. It was Morley who created the first piece of action of the night by touching the tapes in Heat 1 and being handed a 15-metre penalty. With rain starting to fall and getting heavier, Jamie Seeley took his first ever race win for the Warriors in Heat 2. Heat 3 was run in conditions that made visibility for the riders very difficult and prompted a meeting between the referee, team managers and captains. Fortunately, the rain was easing, and to the credit of all parties, Heat 4 proceeded with a great tussle between the Warriors' guest Liam Carr and Zach Wicknick of the Hammers, which went in favour of the visitor, who was picking up from where he left off last week. Despite the difficult conditions, Warriors were able to provide 10 of the 15 Heat winnings, and with Chris Widman and the reserves chipping in valuable points. Warriors only needed 2 points from the last race to take victory. Carr and skipper James duly obliged with a 5-1 win awarded after the Hammers' number one, Ben Morley, fell at the end of lap 3. Warriors were warmly cheered on their victory parade, and co-promoter Barry Bishop was clearly delighted as he took the centre green microphone to praise all of his team. The encouraging crowd, the work of the track staff and the professionalism of all riders, especially the visitors, who offered full cooperation and support in getting the meeting through to a safe and satisfactory conclusion. Warriors now have a week to explore team restructuring with the next action at the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium on Thursday the 18th of May at 1900, when the powerful Craigley Heavens are the visitors in the National League.
Here is a word from our centre green announcer, Chris Popple.
Winning all the race for me.
I know Chris listens to the podcast. He's going to be so embarrassed.
We haven't had a race since last time. Oh. And now it's past Heat 3. So, win another race for me.
Since reforming in 2010, the Craigley Heathens have been racing home meetings at either Wolverhampton or Birmingham. Their management continue to scour the Black Country for a permanent base to put down roots and to give their faithful following, many of whom will be on the islands for this meeting, a stadium they can call home. The 2017 Heathens side will be led by the flamboyant Danny Ayres, captured from Kent Kings in the winter and now also riding in the Speedway Premiership at Leicester. Tom Perry and Dan Greenwood always offer effective support, whilst the middle order and reserves are all improving youngsters, quite capable of holding their own. It will be a tough test for the Warriors, a fact not lost on team manager Jackie Vatcher. Last week was a brilliant team performance and all the riders have taken confidence from the win. We now come against a well-managed Craigley side, who are one of the best in this division. We will be missing Tyler Govia, who is still recovering from his shoulder injury, and Nathan, who is needed by Ipswich. I am grateful to Lee Payne for accepting a guest booking and to Ben Woodhall for covering at reserve, and I know these lads are quite capable of repeating the efforts of Liam and Alex last week. Make no mistake, we will be going for another win. The teams are expected to be, for the Warriors, Ben Wilson, rider replacement for Tyler Govia, James Cockle, Chris Woodman, Lee Payne, Jamie Seeley, Ben Woodhall and Jamie Bursell, who will be number 8. For the Craigley Heathens, Danny Ayres, Ryan Burton, Dan Greenwood, Luke Harris, Tom Perry, Connor Dwyer and Joe Lalore. The Warriors have vacancies for volunteers to assist with various race night duties. Please see Kevin Shepherd on match day or email speedwaytheisland@yahoo.co.uk. Speedway returns to the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium on Thursday the 18th of May, when the White Link Warriors entertain the Craigley Heathens, one of the strongest teams in this season's National League. Gates open at 5:30, the rider parade is at 6:45, with the first race at 7:00 prompt.
Vectis Radio, supporting National League Speedway.